When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Is proud to present Freedy Oak Revival. July 23rd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. With special guest William Clark Green. Get tickets Friday, March 27, 10 a.m. at midstatefair.com and ticketmaster.com. Freedy Oak Revival. Freedy Oak Revival.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, March 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Two injured from vehicle crash on Highway 46 East. Third round of No Kings protests on Saturday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Two people suffered major injuries from yesterday's crash on Highway 46. Three vehicles collided with the intersection of the 46 East and Union Road in Paso Robles at about 5:21 a.m., according to the Paso Robles PD. Two people had to be extricated from one of their vehicles and were transported to a local hospital with major injuries. The Paso Police Department says none of the other occupants went to the hospital from the scene. Highway 46 East was closed from the intersection to Jardine Road for several hours, reopening by about 8:19 a.m., according to CHP. The Paso Robles Police Department is continuing to investigate the incident. Paso Fire and Emergency Services has released a statement reminding residents and property owners of the city's weed abatement ordinance. Property inspections for weed abatement requirements will begin May 12th. The purpose of weed abatements is to decrease fire hazards caused by vegetation growth and the accumulation of combustible debris. Property owners are required to clear all dead leaves, weed brush, trees, and tree limbs. The clearance shall be a minimum of 50 feet in width at the perimeter of the property and from any roadway. Weed abatement requirements are for all portions of someone's property, including their backyard. For more information on requirements, you can visit the city's website. No Kings 3 protests to return to San Luis Obispo County. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. A third round of No Kings protests are being organized across the nation for this weekend. Titled No Kings 3, the event will have several rallies in San Luis Obispo County on Saturday, March 28th. Protests are planned for downtown San Luis Obispo, Cambria, Grover Beach, and Atascadero. Organizers for the event said on social media, "Right now, it's our immigrant neighbors and their families being terrorized and torn apart, detained in private detention camps run for profit, and killed in our streets." The Atascadero protest will be held from 10 a.m. to noon at the intersection of El Camino Real and Morro Road. The protesters will march through downtown Atascadero at about 11 a.m. The Cambria event will be from 4:30 p.m. at Cambria Drive, between Highway 1 and Main Street. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo announced there will be a prescribed burn at the Huasna Ranch property this weekend. Beginning Sunday, March 29th, CAL FIRE, in coordination with other agencies, will be burning 1,900 acres adjacent to the Gifford burn scar. The impact to populated communities is expected to be minimal, according to CAL FIRE, though smoke may be visible, and favorable weather conditions are anticipated. If burn conditions are not suitable, the operation may be postponed. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 8-2. The Angels shut out the Astros 3-0. The Tigers over the Padres 8-2. Tonight, the Giants will face the Yankees. The Padres will go against the Tigers. The Athletics will face the Blue Jays. The Angels will go against the Astros. The Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks. In the NBA yesterday, the Magic beat the Kings 121-117. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Nets, the Warriors will go against the Wizards, the Clippers will face the Pacers. In California news, after passing through the Senate, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Thursday to rename Cesar Chavez Day, March 31st, to Farm Workers Day. Organizations and schools have also begun to change the names of celebrations previously named after Chavez, such as naming events after the chant of the farm workers' rallying cry, Si Se Puede, which translates to Yes, We Can. The U.S. Justice Department announced on Thursday it is opening an investigation into California and Maine regulations regarding inmates. The Justice Department is investigating whether the California Institution for Women in San Bernardino County violates the rights of female inmates because they allow transgender women to be housed with them. Officials for Lowell High School in San Francisco confirmed that Tom Chan, a teacher at the school for more than 20 years, resigned late last week. Chan was placed on administrative leave during an investigation for alleged fat-shaming and sexist quiz questions. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
"Our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car."
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. An update on New World screwworm prevention efforts across the country, beginning with a newly awarded construction contract for a sterile fly production facility on the Moore Air Force Base in Texas.
If the current timeline holds, we're looking forward to having that facility online sometime this summer, with sterile fly production coming out of that facility shortly after construction is completed.
That is USDA Agriculture Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Dudley Hoskins, who said the facility aims to produce 100 million sterile flies by November of 2027. In the meantime, construction continues on another sterile fly facility at the top of Mexico. These efforts are part of the USDA's five-pronged strategy to combat New World screwworm, strengthening infrastructure on sterile fly production while also emphasizing surveillance, animal movement restrictions, and education, according to Hoskins.
Enhancing our capability and infrastructure and enhancing the sterile fly production that we currently have.
In addition to that, an established facility continues to release sterile flies.
We're still relying on our COPEG facility in Panama that produces about 100 million sterile flies per week. We continue to disperse those wherever and however we can when we're seeing the highest risk movement of flies in Mexico.
Hoskins says another tool is the facility that was constructed by USDA in Tampico, Mexico, last November.
Ranchers, if you're looking for bulls to perform at high altitudes, don't miss the University of Wyoming's High Altitude Bull Test Sale and Field Day coming up Saturday, March 28th in Laramie at the UW Research and Extension Center. View bulls at 9, bull efficiency and market outlook at 10, lunch at noon, sale time 1 o'clock. This year selling 57 performance and PAP-tested bulls from 12 consigners, including Angus, Sim-Angus, Simmental, Hereford, and Charlet. Schedule catalog and online bidding at dbauction.com.
In today's market, open cows cost you real money. More calves on the ground means more dollars back in your pocket. FlaxLick tubs from SmartLick Supplements improve conception rates and shorten your breeding window so more cows breed back faster. FlaxLick delivers omega-3 fatty acids to support fertility and increase pregnancy rates. Better conception, more calves, better profits. Go to SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your nearest FlaxLick dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Farmers who serve on the California Farm Bureau Board of Directors gathered in Sacramento last week to meet with legislators and regulatory officials to advocate on issues that affect agriculture. Among the issues Farm Bureau board members spoke to lawmakers and their staff about were the recent increase in wolf livestock conflicts, a proposed tax credit to offset the cost to farmers paying overtime wages, a bill that would require any wine labeled as American to be completely made from U.S.-grown grapes, and regulation of nitrate contamination in the state's water supply. Roger Everett, a Tulare County beekeeper and citrus farmer, described the Capitol visits as an opportunity for farmers to highlight agricultural issues that legislators from urban areas might not be aware of. The majority of these people don't engage in agriculture, Everett said. It is on us to provide them with the information of our operations and what affects us and how we're going to survive in the world they're trying to create for us. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smoggin Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday through Wednesday, but a 25 to 30% chance of showers on Tuesday and Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday, mostly sunny Friday. Mid-80s Sunday, mid-70s Monday, mid-60s on Tuesday, upper-60s Wednesday and Thursday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276, or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks lost more ground at the open, with investors bracing for developments in the Iran crisis. Crude oil prices moved higher today. Brent crude topped $111 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate at $97. The S&P 500 could be heading for another losing week. Carnival shares are narrowly lower. The cruise giant says it's about 85% booked for this year. CEO Josh Weinstein says Carnival delivered a strong start to the year, and its business decisions are helping it to mitigate the impact of higher fuel prices. Netflix shares are up about 2% after the streaming giant raised prices. The standard subscription with ads now costs $8.99 a month, up a dollar. Ad-free subscriptions now $2 more a month. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosella. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
The Red Scooter Deli, with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles, has free delivery up to 5 miles and deliveries 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Order online or call 805-237-1780 to order great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com and use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
Spring into wellness and start on the right foot. Just like Allegretto Vineyard grapes begin their journey from the ground up, so does your wellness journey. Receive a complimentary rejuvenating foot treatment with any 90-minute spa service throughout the month of March. A soothing special treatment for your feet. Book now and step into the season renewed at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Renting. You got work to do. You got work to do, so get it in there, get it taken care of, or maybe you need something new. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL. That's simple. We keep it simple because we are simple. Chris, you don't know if there is, many districts and even, I guess, within the county, they have this award called Teacher of the Year. You've heard of that.
Yeah, I remember that being given out when I was in high school. I couldn't tell you who got it, but I remember it.
Is the assumption that there's a statewide Teacher of the Year?
I didn't know that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I got my vote in for Yen or Chen.
Well, he's no longer a teacher now, is he? Unless, you know, he goes to another district.
Hire him. All right, let's see here. On the text, before I get to the out of the blue email here, but this is on the text. Other than to collect money, collect our money, why does a DMV exist?
Driver's license is the first answer I can think of.
They register vehicles and boats. They issue the license, as Chris mentioned, identification cards, real IDs, and regulates the motor vehicle industry, it says here, anyway, from the state of California. It issuing disabled person parking place cards, registering autonomous vehicles, and handling occupational licensing. Offers many services online, including address changes, registration renewals, and appointment scheduling. Monitoring driving records, which in California they have a terrible record of doing that. So, matter of fact, there's been a couple of stories out recently on how many people who have multiple DUIs that have even killed people that it didn't go on their records. This has been investigated. As a matter of fact, the guy from the DMV was brought before Sacramento a couple of weeks ago, and he couldn't answer some basic questions. So on that point, yes, there are some issues, but here's one that, your titles, they do a lot more. I mean, of course they collect money. They're a government agency. They don't produce to the extent that you go out and work and earn your money, but it says it promotes driver safety. When you get something in the DMV in the mail, they usually have some tip there or the level on drunk driving or something like that. But I would not go as far as say as promoting that, which we never and I will get to this email. But Chris, we never finished that from yesterday on the Atascadero had that scared straight or whatever it was for the
For the high school students,
right. And you had that in because you didn't have driver's education like many of us did.
Correct. I was taught how to drive from my dad.
Okay, well, I was too, but also from my sister. But we did have driver's ed. And one of the things I do remember in the driver's ed, because Charlie Thornton taught the class, we had a we had a hell of a car. But I remember seeing some very, very graphic movies of real car accidents. I mean, the aftermath of it, not these fake things that they do, which that's okay. But, I mean, they were pretty gruesome wrecks of you can see people all bloodied and so forth and so on. These were real type scenes, not fake things. That they showed us in the films because, well, heck, even back then we saw things of the, not in this class, obviously, but I'm just making the comparison in times, that we saw the some remains from the Holocaust. They showed that on, we had these old grainy films in history class. Because I remember when I went to the museum there in Washington, D.C., I was looking at these pictures and I remember telling Linda, I said, I've seen these. I saw these in school, the pictures. So it wasn't anything new to me. But I thought that the driver's ed class that was good. And I don't remember if it had a because at that age I don't know if you really understand it. But anyway, okay. So here is the email. And I guess this has to do with Friday. Here we go. To Kevin, a growing trend. It seems to me I am seeing more older men over 30 wearing their hats on backwards. Is this the latest of another attempt to look cool or young? I don't know. I wouldn't put cool or young in here. I would use a four-letter word, jerk, about a guy, an older guy. As a matter of fact, now since this email, there's a couple of older guys at the gym that walk around with their hats on backwards. I don't know what the reason is. I mean, they're not interfering with my life, but I think they look like jerks. So, but anyway, thank you for the email.
There's a guy in my friend group who wears his hat backwards, and contrary to what you might think, he's got the best hairline out of all of us.
Why does he wear it backwards?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
Okay.
I just accept it.
Do you guys mess with him?
No, not really.
Okay. Has he always worn it backwards?
As far as I can tell. Well, as far as I've known him. I haven't, known him for years and years. Only about 3 years or so at this point.
But he's not one of the, this guy is referring to over 30.
No, he's the youngest out of all of us.
Okay.
He's, I want to say maybe 23 or so.
All right. Well, based on this email, over 30. Okay, the 30-year-olds then would have been wearing their hats backwards as a kid going back 25, 30 years because part of the, it started a long time ago, but it really became prevalent, I think, at least my memory serves me, because Ken Griffey Jr., the baseball player, they called him the kid. And he started wearing his hat backwards, not during the game, but in warm-up and, And he came under a little heat for it. But So the young kids, they're seeing this new superstar, one of the best players ever, do that. So maybe these now over 30 old guys that are doing it because they remember it from their youth. I just let me say that over a certain there are just some people that look like punks with it. You can almost see them. You know, like the guy driving down Spring Street with no shirt on, with his hat on backwards, smoking a cigarette. Okay, you have that. Then you have the others, these older, that, you know, this guy says look young or cool. It's neither. They look like jerks. And I would have a hard time. Chris, this is really an age disparity. You ready for this one?
Sure, I'm ready.
You don't know what's coming, do you?
I'm about to find out.
I would have a hard time having a serious conversation standing there looking at somebody, especially over 30 or 40 or 50, with their hat on backwards. Do you kind of understand that a little bit?
I can understand what you mean, yes.
Okay.
Now, I think I would still... Over 40 and 50, I understand. Over 30, though, is where, like, it gets a little bit different for me, because to me, over 30 just means that, you know, they're millennials, and they were, you know, by the time I was in elementary school, they were the kids in high school, and they were all had their hats on backwards anyway, so it'd be something I was used to, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, well, that's kind of what I was alluded to, the kids that grew up with, you know, the Ken Griffey thing, that's still part of their youth, I suppose, whatever, but, you know, again, at the end of the day, they're going about and doing their business and so forth, but... Sir, I haven't really noticed a growing trend. I just that get these couple of older guys at the gym that just look, I don't know. It's like, you know, as I said a couple of days ago, you have a mirror. When you leave your house, please look at it, okay? That's it. Okay, now, back to my teacher of the year. Apparently, many of the students liked this guy and said that he went the extra mile for many of the students to help him out, because this is a pretty rigorous school. And he's been teaching this way for many years. For lack of a better term, a little different. But, particularly they interviewed some kids who graduated and said, yeah, he was really good, and most of the kids at the school liked him. However, you know, one of the things that I saw was that the parents were not happy about this. So they're the ones, and the assumption is that they threw their kids, but how many kids? And if he's been kind of doing this for many, many years, maybe not the same questions, but who knows? But he's apparently gone. Is that what it said? He resigned, or they fired him?
He resigned. Although a part of me, this is just purely speculation, a part of me kind of suspects that he might have seen the writing on the wall, or maybe they cut some kind of deal with him and said, hey, if you just resign, we'll drop this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's just speculation on my end, though.
Right. No, I understand. And who knows if there was... Like in Paso Robles, maybe there was some checks given or something like that as well, and so forth and so on. But, again, I still would vote for him for Teacher of the Year and hire him in my own district. But that's just me. All right, let's see here. You may have heard about this, more of your tax money, folks. Your governor is still backing a bridge to nowhere. It's a $114 million bridge to nowhere. It is the Wallace Annenberg Wildlife Crossing in California. It is a bridge to nowhere for mountain lions and butterflies. You can't make this up. Now, this goes back to 2022. And this is a project featuring an overpass for animals atop 10 lanes of the 101 freeway in Southern California. Now, at the time... Your governor boasted that the state had committed $54 million. He promised to complete the job within another $10 million before seeming to hedge on whether the final sum would do the trick. Now, officials projected a 2025 completion date for the overpass and estimated that the entire project, which includes the bridge and other developments, would cost $92 million. See, we've already gone from $54 million to $92. Some of it coming from, you know, private donations. Okay. Now, 4 years after that ceremony in 2022, the bridge is still not completed. And it's $21 million over budget. Now, this was supposed to be the world's largest wildlife crossing, has become a jobs program for environmentalists with taxpayer money on the hook. And from everything from monarch butterflies to mountain lions, this is what this overpass was for. Now, the mountain lions, you might see being able to navigate that, but how do they know, or we're going to know, that the butterflies would go over this bridge? Remember, they are butterflies. They don't walk or run like the mountain lions or other animals. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Have you seen any pictures of that bridge, by chance?
No.
It's funny. They've got the whole flat top deck, I guess you would call it, all done. There's no access to any side, to either side. But they've got, it's funny, they've got the whole, they had some big media thing there, and they've got all the habitat is all done on, they spent all the money on the habitat on the top of the deck already, and you can't even get to it. Instead of finishing everything and then, you know, to where there's access and then doing all the habitat, they, of course, government, they went backwards on it. It's the funniest thing. Not funny because it costs us money, but just the way they've gone about it.
So what do you mean they have habitat on top of it?
It's not just a bridge. It's got piles of rocks. It's got bushes. It's got, you know, it's landscaped. Basically.
Oh, so when the mountain lions go over it, they feel at home.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, so or they, you know, they can make bed down or whatever. If they have access to it, it'll just become a homeless shelter.
Well, more than likely. Do you think, didn't we build some of those out on 46? Not necessarily the, but weren't these?
They went under.
Okay, the underpasses.
Yeah, they were just big culverts or just underpasses. This is, I mean, the top deck is just fancy, and there's bushes growing off the side of it, and then on, I believe it would be the east side, it looks like they're going to have to where the freeway is down below it, they're going to have at least a mile of more bridge or runoff to even get to down to where it's, you know, accessible. They're not going to finish it up for the money, they say, or the time frame.
Well, it's already up to $114 million.
Yeah, you know, you might as well just double that and double the time they said it's going to take to do it.
Now, do you know if they have signs by this section that informs the mountain lions and the butterflies that they are to go this way?
Oh, something like deer crossing. That's where deer get hit, where they put signs out there and the deer know where to cross right there.
Right. So, again, I'm assuming the signs will come up once everything is completed and they can figure out and make sure that the coyotes, the mountain lions, and the bobcats and so forth follow this direct route over this, over the 101 to safety.
Well, what they're going to have to do, once it's all said and done, they're going to have to take and come up with more funds, probably maybe $100 million for the 10 signs it's going to take to, you know, to route the critters that way.
Well, also to maintain it, because they're going to have to maintain the habitat.
They never think of that.
And then what's going to happen when the homeless discover where this is and they start getting eaten by mountain lions?
Now, you know what? This, I really shouldn't say this, but, oh, well.
Well, I purposely led you into that. let nature take its course.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
But yeah, it's funny. If you get a chance, just pull it up and take a look at that. It's typical California government construction.
Well, All right, sir. I will. My curiosity, like the cat, no pun intended, with the mountain lion, but my curiosity, I will have to find it.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey,
bye.
You guys have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. Speaking of money, you know, we hear about the budget here in California, but when you look at it, we are with pension debt, legal constraints, and spending concerns. We have a shortfall of almost $1 trillion here in California. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, the top officer saying about the bridge, the woman in charge of the program was interviewed. She's walking across this little grass-covered bridge with her little top, her little hard hat, her orange safety vest, and her own personal stuffed animal under her arm.
She had a stuffed animal under her arm?
Her little teddy bear. And she's interviewed, doing the interview with her teddy bear under her arm.
Is this, do we know the reason, or is it just a comfort for her?
It looked like it was her support animal, probably her, you know, her comfort animal, her support animal. I'm guessing there's no reason why she's holding it. It's not explained. She just got it under her left arm as she's interviewing, talking to the camera.
All right, well.
Very emotional. It's like you can't make this stuff up.
Sometimes a picture tells a story, doesn't it?
There you go.
Yep. All right, Doc, thanks so much for that. Appreciate it. And we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Paso Fire and Emergency Services has released a statement reminding residents and property owners of the city's weed abatement ordinance. Property inspections for weed abatement requirements will begin May 12th. The purpose is to decrease fire hazards caused by vegetation growth and the accumulation of debris. For more information on weed abatement, you can visit the city's website. A third round of No Kings protests are being organized across the nation for this weekend. Titled No Kings 3, this event will have several rallies across San Luis Obispo County Saturday, March 28th. Protests are planned for downtown San Luis Obispo, Cambria, Grover Beach, and Atascadero. The event will be held from 10 a.m. to noon at Atascadero, and protesters will go through downtown Atascadero at about 11 a.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. One way or another, TSA workers will be getting paid to curb the airport chaos because right after President Trump said, I'm going to do it, pay the workers by emergency executive order, the Senate finally passed Homeland Security funding at 2 in the morning without ICE and Border Patrol funding. Senate Leader John Thune.
Republicans funded the Department of Homeland Security piecemeal. It's not the way to fund the department, Mr. President. But we are out of time.
Democrats also didn't get the ICE reforms they held up workers' paychecks for. The House has to vote to finalize funding today. And President Trump gives Iran negotiators an extension on the deadline to make a deal, or else telling the five on Fox.
They asked for seven. You're going to say, oh, Trump's a terrible negotiator. They asked for seven, and I said, I'm going to give you 10.
The extension takes us past Easter to April 6th. America's listening to Fox News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
March is heating up at Tatchy with the Mad Money Drop. Every Thursday in March from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're dropping serious cash. Three winners every hour can win up to $9,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner scores $5,000 plus a Best Buy gift card. Brackets are fun, but $9,000 in cash is better. It's Mad Money Drop, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunshine and clouds on your Friday. Low 80s, clear with a couple of clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. Sunshine along with a few clouds again on your Saturday. Highs in the low 80s. Sunday we'll have mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid 80s and then clouds rolling in. Mid 70s on Monday. Tuesday, mid 60s with a chance. Now it's down to about a 40% chance of showers later in the day on Tuesday. Again, mid 60s, upper 60s Wednesday, Thursday. And sunshine right around 70 a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 6:57 a.m., 7:21 p.m. We are at 52. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by the good folks at Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks community. All righty. Let's see here. Here it is once again, because I got it in early. The Red Carpet Prom Night, adult prom presented by the Paso Robles Lions Club. It's coming up April 18th from 7 till 10 at the gorgeous Paso Robles Inn Ballroom. That's big time. All proceeds are returned to the community through Paso Robles High School Scholarship, Sportsmanship Awards, and other projects. And tickets and sale and sponsorship and all that kind of stuff. Go to Paso Robles Lions Club, look them up, and enjoy. It's a night to remember for you. Alrighty, let's see here. What else do we have for you? San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau. They are having a candidates forum hosted by the Farm Bureau, which is nice. And that will take place March 31st. That's this coming Tuesday from 5 till 6:30 at the Farm Bureau. It's on Morabito Place there in San Luis Obispo. The candidates, it's sitting at a table with a moderator behind the podium. Live audience of approximately X amount of people. Event will be live streamed at slowfarmbureau.org. So that's coming up this coming Tuesday. Important forum. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. The right choice, KPRL. 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. We got Easter coming up. No, back in the day, it's a while. Something for Easter. There you go. Something to think about. All right. Let's see here. What do we have? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Page two. Oh, Mike Jackson's getting older. Glenn Stein, Owen and Nicholas Sanders, Dylan Goodwin, Aaron Hoffmacht, Ron Johnson, Chris Mesnerich, Bruce Farno, Garrett Peterson, Ash Mehta, and Angelita Garcia. Chris, you are aware.
Yeah, I'm aware. That is indeed my mother's birthday. So happy birthday, Mom.
That's it?
What do you mean that's it?
You got anything?
Well, that's for her to find out.
Okay.
I don't know if she's listening or not.
I'm just double checking here to make sure that you're covered and you don't get in trouble there.
I'm not going to get in trouble.
Oh, that's right. You're the baby of the family, right?
No, I'm not. My brother is.
Oh.
Well, my younger brother.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Carrie Badala, Esther Bevan, Jesus Cabrera Jr., two of them. Anthony Aguilar, Jenny Atkins, it says the Reverend John Dodge, or Johan, Rayleigh Davis, John Emery, Carolyn Montgomery Belvin, Anita Black, Jim and Myra Wild, Billy and Karen Roden, and Sunday we have Russell Nickett, Adam Borden, Charlie Summers, Mr. Charles, Kalia Ryan, Sally Davis is having a birthday. Brian Black, Leroy, and Ruby Brandon. All right, and Rob, Roy, and Roberta Barber. Oh, I missed one. It's Scott Yentarini, a.k.a. Scotty J, V. Diddy, or Boo. All right, he's having a birthday today. There's no age given here, but we'll find out through our investigative means or threats. Let's see here. My right-hand side, what time do we have? We got plenty of time, I think. All right, some other people you may have heard of. Where is the list? We start off with, oh, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my picture. Gloria Swanson, 1899-1983, from the Merrymakers, band leader, Hal Kemp, how nice, 1904-1940, Snooky Lanson, the hit parade, your hit parade, 1914-1990, Oh, this lady, man, what a singing voice she had. My goodness. Wow. The Divine One, Sarah Vaughan, 1924-1990. Onward we go to David Jansen, the fugitive and quite the party guy from what I've read. 1931-1980, baseball's Wes Covington, 1931-2011. The singer, Johnny Copeland, 1937-1997. Car guy, Cale Yarborough, yes indeed. 1939-2023, the most photographed nude in America, the actress June Wilkinson, 1940. Okay. Michael York, the actor, 1942. Suds, Bill Sudeikis, played with the Bums and others, 1946. Doug Wilkerson, he was a pretty good football player. Lineman, played for the Chargers and others, 1947. From Genesis, Tony Banks, 1950. Let's see here. This guy was really good. We kind of forget about him. Randall Cunningham, 1963. Quentin Tarantino, the actor, 1963. Tom Hammonds, he was good forward out of Georgia Tech, 1967. Mariah Carey, 1969. Let's see here. Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas, 1975. Another good forward. Also played a little bit of center when he was at University of Cincinnati. Danny Fortson, 1976, Michael Kadire, good baseball player, 1979. Buster Posey, really good ball player, 1987. And Halle Berry, she was born in 2000. Is that it? She was born in 2000? Passing away on this day, Uncle Milty, Milton Berle, 2002. The inventor of racquetball, Joseph Sobeck, 1998, also passing away on this day. We have Farley Granger, the actor, 2011. he was good. Dudley Moore, he was in Bedazzled. That was funny. 2002, Billy Wilder, quite the director. He died in 2002. Anita Colby, the first supermodel known as The Face, she died in 1992. And who else do we have? The inventor of the Dewar flask, very important person, Sir James Dewar, 1923, and I think that is it. Yep, that is it. All right, going to the top of the list, I'm past, though. Go ahead, Chris. Randall Cunningham.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage and Pass Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo announced there will be a prescribed burn at Huasna Ranch this weekend starting Sunday, March 29th. In coordination with other agencies, they'll burn at 1,900 acres adjacent to the Gifford Burn Scar. Paso Fire and Emergency Services has released a statement reminding residents and property owners of the city's weed abatement ordinance. Inspections will begin May 12th. For more information, you can visit the city's website. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 80s, it's 54 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Throw for almost 30,000 yards, 207 TDs, only 134 interceptions, and he rushed for almost 5,000 yards as a quarterback, 35 touchdowns, also punted a little bit too. He was just a good all-around athlete, probably doesn't get the credit he deserves for being a pretty good quarterback. MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, comeback, four-time Pro Bowler, passing rating leader, and so forth and so on. He was good. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.